This week we pray, O Lord, grant that the course of this world may be so peaceably ordered by your governance that your church may joyfully serve you in all godly quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. As we approach the 250th anniversary of the founding of this nation, we are very aware that there is little peace in this world, that we are a nation divided against ourselves. There are two ways we can act. Either we are selfish, prideful, and arrogant, or we are forgiving and humble. Unfortunately, more often we see the arrogance and not the forgiveness. Sunday's Gospel reading from St. Luke begins, "Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful." Here is where we fail. By nature, we desire to be in charge, to be in complete control. We cherish things and use people. We strive to accumulate wealth at any cost. We celebrate pride, our own demands over the good of others. Yet Jesus calls us to be merciful. Our Heavenly Father shows His mercy to us daily as we receive from Him all that we need to support this life. But the greater mercy, He sent His Son to die in our place, to redeem us from our arrogance, to show us our sin, but more so, to show us our Savior. This week we will be looking at God's mercy as shown to us through Christ Jesus. We will see that in Him we have life everlasting. May our Lord grant us mercy so that we may reflect His love to others. Amen.